love Dana's personality. She's incredibly smart and honest.
She's very cool, very bold.
Dana does not shy away from the truth.
Now, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, weeknights 6 to 8 on News 102.3 KRMG. Dana Show.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
If you knew the shows that I turned down in order to speak to you, you would be very impressed with yourself, Dana. That I can tell you.
Giving you the facts.
A natural right is a right you have as a free American. It is not up for debate, up for discussion, up for abridgment, nor compromise, nor rollback in any form.
Listen live around the world.
Are you a citizen or are you a subject? Because I'm a citizen, and I'll ask whatever question I want to whenever I want to. If you're a subject, you go on and you be a subject. I'm a citizen.
The Dana Show.
The Chicago I know, as I said earlier today, across our city in 77 different neighborhoods, there are people that have signs in their front lawn, on their windows, that say, hate has no home here. And to use Chicago in that way is not true to who we are as a city. Whether because of sexual orientation, race, faith, we have 140 languages spoken in our public schools. We are a welcoming city of all types of people. And I'm upset about what he said about the city and the way he used the city. But more importantly, and every city has challenges to work on, let me say something about our city. That is, our police officers took this as a very serious hate crime, and they dedicated the resources to deal with it as a hate crime. But then you literally put doubt, not only about the city, but more, and also, in addition, what about the person that's in the workplace facing discrimination and racial discrimination?
Right.
What about the young man who's dealing with his own sexual orientation and is attacked for it in high school or in some school, who's now going to doubt whether people are going to believe him? You have put all those real stories at risk for your fake story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Am I supposed to be like more? This is the guy who lost his mind over Chick-fil-A. Am I supposed to be somehow more? Rahm Emanuel's the guy. Let me just bring this back. Remember how he had said that Chick-fil-A values aren't our values. He says, we don't want to, he goes, this isn't who we are. These chicken sandwiches aren't who we are. Can't have these chicken sandwiches in Chicago. It's Rahm Emanuel. So I just, and the idea, the headlines, Rahm Emanuel gets emotional when, can crocodiles cry? I don't know. Can they? Welcome to the show. It's Friday. Happy Friday. After we get through some stuff and I set up the day, I will later on open up lines because I'm sure you guys have some stuff to say about the Jussie Smollett, whatever ridiculousness. That's just, this whole thing is insane. This whole entire story is crazy. And what is it? We watched all that yesterday, all that go down. He was in court. And then he apparently, so after he left court, he ended up going to set, and he was on set yesterday. Megyn Kelly was unavailable for comment because, I mean, for real, think about it. Think about Roseanne. I mean, all of these people, this guy tried to kick his own ass and blame people for it to incite a race war. And he was back on set. Well, apparently, though, some of the other cast members are a little bit upset over this, and they're saying, okay, he kind of needs to go. It looks like he's been dropped from the rest of the season. I mean, that's what it looks like, at least. The rumors are that some of the other cast members just want him gone. They want him gone. His character, Jamal, was written out of the final two episodes. That's TMZ. So I guess he's not going to get a raise, right? He really... Yeah, I mean, how privileged are you that you can fake an attack on yourself and get the media to go along with blaming half of the country? Yeah, but that white privilege, though, I guess it's just ridiculous. So, and some of the staff apparently are just, some of the other cast are like, he's got to go. He has to go. He needs to leave at this point because it's making the whole show look ridiculous. Audio soundbite 17, Charles Barkley. This was hysterical. Listen.
Jussie, you wasted all that damn time and money. You know what you should have did?
What's that?
Just went out in the Liam Neeson neighborhood. You could have solved all your damn problems. Charles, you know?
Welcome to the American Express Halftime Report. So, American
Express. Ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening.
Two black guys beating the black guy up.
And having a black guy. That's not
on here, man. The Clippers, the Clippers will not make the playoffs. And
what kind of hats they had on, Chuck?
Maggots hats. All right, I think that's probably it.
Okay.
The Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck.
You're paying with cash?
Chuckster.
You're paying with Chuckster. Cash or you write him a check, Chuck? Right. Never break America.
Chuckster. How?
America, let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check, then what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot.
Use cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used the ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of
house.
$500.
Oh, stop, literally.
You're about to make a lot of stop to the ATM.
I have one more question to ask you. Do you buy the face mask, the rope, anything in the same store?
No. You think they put that on a receipt? Face mask, rope, bleach? On the same store?
You wouldn't even go to three different stores.
Come on, Chuck. He makes a good point. They didn't even go to three different stores. They just, let's just get it all Crafty Beaver. I mean, and they got it at the damn Crafty Beaver, of all the places. King cannot wait for the story to go away, so I don't have to say that word no more.
You don't have to.
It is the name of a legitimate hardware store.
You literally don't have to say
it. It's a part of the news story. It's not my fault that they were like, hey, let's just go get all of our race attack items at the Crafty Beaver. Well, I'm sorry, can you please point us to the racial attack aisle? Yes, it's aisle three right there. You have an assortment of sock hats and bleach and rope and all kinds of things. We even have our MAGA hats right here in the racial attack aisle. The racial attack aisle, new at Crafty Beaver. It's never going to end. That's a great point. I didn't even think about that until now. Why didn't they go to three stores? I mean, how is that working when they're ringing it up? Bleach, burp, rope, burp, sock hats, burp, red hat, burp. Someone's having fun tonight, huh? Is that right? Paper or plastic? Oh, my gosh. Now, what did he put in the memo line for the attack when he wrote the checkout? $3,500 memo for the attack. Just write that out there. Oh, my gosh. I just can't. These people, it's just insane. Oh, man. And then, okay, so I have so much more. I don't know where to start. I'm just so full of like pee and vinegar right now. They're trying to find the guy in the video. They think he's on staff. That guy who is smacking around, punching in the face that other dude. Newsweek. And my friend David Harsanyi pointed this out. Newsweek says Empire actor Jussie Smollett hospitalized after assault with noose and unknown chemical substance. And then the alleged incident, David notes, is the one that has the actual video. Conservative student allegedly assaulted at UC Berkeley. And so now they put the guy's face out there, and he looks like PC Principal. His eyes are way too close together. He's got that 90s cut, overly gelled. We'll get into all of that. By the way, did I say welcome to the show? I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So Democrats have decided that they're going to schedule a vote on that thing that they decided to vote authority away from themselves for back in the 70s. It is... That and of course that is the national emergency. They scheduled a vote on this. They decided to. Pelosi said the resolution aimed at blocking Trump's emergency move is going to go to the House rules on Monday night. It'll be on the floor next Tuesday, and then the House is going to vote on the matter Tuesday. See, and then she goes, the president is not above the law in any way. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, he legit, you geniuses decided, the brain trust that is the Democrat Party decided back in the 70s, hey, you know what's great? Let's vote to give the president more power. Yay! And they all voted to do it by way of the National Emergencies Act. So he legit is within the law. right? By the way, it was authored by genius champion Joaquin Castro, the guy who is one half of the Lindsay Lohan parent trap from the Riverwalk Parade just a few years ago when he switched. I can never mention them without mentioning this also. That's when he switched places in the Riverwalk Parade with his identical twin, because his identical twin, he took his spot on the city council barge, and his identical twin who was on the city council was running for mayor, and he needed to go to a fundraiser, so he jetted. And Joaquin, he took his spot. He took Leon's spot. It's hysterical. So anyway, the one half of the Lindsay Lohan parent trap decided to write the bill. And only Justin Amash, one Republican, has joined so far. Here's the thing. I don't think that they should have given the executive office back in 1976 the authority. The problem is that they did. So them saying, how dare you use this power that we totally gave you in the 70s? How dare you use it along with the money that we already appropriated back in 2006? You monster. I mean, he's not, that's the point. I mean, you can separate whether or not he should do it with whether or not he is allowed to, because legally it's already established. So we have that coming up. We have a mailbag of hate later on in the program and some 2020 business. Elizabeth Warren decides she's going to try to outprog Kamala Harris and join her in calling for reparations. All of you people are going to be expected to pay some of your hard-earned money towards something that happened before you were alive and that you are in no way responsible for, because there's no such thing as inequality except for you. Yeah, we're going to have a discussion about that. I have a one-finger salute to that whole proposition. By the way, can Elizabeth Warren's ancestors repatriate all of the land that they helped take from my ancestors back when her murderous relatives were working under Andrew Jackson's militias when they were rounding up my ancestors and sending them on their racist Democrat trail of genocide? Why don't you have a million ever-loving seats, Hiawatha? So we have all of that to get into. I'm still sore for leg day. Also, ISIS bride's father sues the Trump administration for his terrorist daughter's passport. Yeah, good luck with that. We have a beautiful room waiting for you at our luxurious resort called Gitmo. Three hots and a cot await you at this luxurious stay. So we'll have that. Vandals deface the wrong statue. One of the stupidest social justice warrior stories you will hear. It will top your week. And then later on, we're going to open up phone lines and all that good jazz. And I said we had mailbag of hate and all that good stuff. So I use Superbeats as a pre-workout. They have a bunch of other stuff too, including the whey protein that I've actually used to make protein pancakes, which is great. February is Heart Health Month, and the American Heart Association says you need to get your heart right. And one of the ways you can do that is by just consuming a ton of dietary nitrates to help kickstart nitric oxide production in your body. Beets are the best way to get it, but beets are a horrible little vegetable that are just awful and probably created by the devil. I'm joking. I don't know. They're horrible vegetables. I can't stand eating them. I would rather choke to death than eat an actual beet that comes out of the ground. But I can actually drink super beets because something that has to do with their scientific process and drying out the beets eliminates the disgusting dirt feet taste that is associated with beets. And you know it is. My mom loves beets, and I do not know what her damage is, but she loves beets. And if you cannot, you will never hate beets as much as I do, but I drink super beets every day. I don't know what it is. They dry the beets out, because if you cook beets at home, heat destroys nitrates. You're not getting any of the nitrates out of the beets, and beets are loaded with nitrates more so than any other food item. And this patented drying process that they have condenses the beet down into a powder, but it does not have any effect on the intensity of the dietary nitrates. It doesn't dilute them at all. So you can put 1 teaspoon in 4 ounces of water and just, you know, gulp it down, and it works wonders. It also comes in black cherry. I just do the regular flavor. It's just a mild earthy berry flavor. It's the gothest drink ever. It's really dark red. So during Halloween, it's especially cool. And you can try it risk-free for 90 days. You just go to danasbeats.com and take advantage of it. You'll feel the difference. This is what energy drinks try to mimic. 800-664-5617. Get a 30-day supply free with your first purchase and free shipping. So take advantage of it. 800-664-5617, danasbeats.com.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three. A new bill being sent to the House will allow school workers to administer Narcan to overdosing students.
Two.
Attorneys for the defendant in the 1999 disappearance of two Welch girls want to have his mental condition checked.
One.
And our top story on the KRMG Evening News, President Donald Trump says he'll veto any effort to stop extra money from going to the border wall. An update at 6:30. We have fog, drizzle, 45 degrees now at 6:22. The Todd Starnes commentary coming up in 4 minutes, and more of the Dana Show with Dana Lash coming up in 5 minutes with the KRMG Evening News on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Moving America forward with solutions.
Where's their checkbook? Where's their fighters? Why are they not standing shoulder to shoulder with us?
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 9 to 11 on News 102.3 KRMG. Listen at work on KRMG.com or the KRMG app.
Are you missing one or multiple teeth? Do you find yourself covering your mouth when you smile? Missing teeth not only make it hard to enjoy the foods you love, but can play a huge role in your self-confidence. Dr. Justin Imami can change that with dental implants. Dental implants look, feel, and function like natural teeth. Dr. Imami is highly skilled in the placement and restoration of dental implants and is a recognized leader in the art of beautiful smiles. Ready for a healthy, long-lasting, gorgeous smile? Call Dr. Justin Imami today. Or simply go online to galleriaofsmiles.com and book your complimentary smile consultation. It's just that easy. And with their affordable payment options, getting the smile you've always wanted is just a call or a click away. Payment options that fit your budget and a smile that can last a lifetime. Visit galleriaofsmiles.com or call 918-496-8010. That's 918-496-8010.
There's an ugly rumor going around that Dino's tire and wheel is expensive.
Well, that's just not true. Tina Tightwad was in there last week and got four new tires for under $199.
Everyone gets a great deal at Dino's Tire and Wheel. Even those big 22s. Next thing you know, they'll be saying that Dino is serving lug nuts on a silver platter.
Take it easy, McGregor. Watch your blood pressure and...
Yes, he does have lug nuts, spacers, and lots of other accessories. But he's best known for his deals on wheels and tires that fit any budget.
Financing, too, on hundreds of brand-name black or chrome wheels for your cars and trucks.
Even that mom-mobile will take on a whole new look with new wheels from Dino's Tire and Wheel.
Why, last week I bent and cracked my wheel. And Dino fixed it.
Yes, it's about the only place you can get that fixed. So, for the best price and great advice, it's Dino's Tire and Wheel, conveniently located off I-244, just between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Start your morning off the right way with the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, driven by Primo Mitsubishi in Bixby. Listen live during the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter every weekday morning at 7:54 on News 102.3 and AM 740. And come see us at PrimoMitsubishi.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. Be careful what you put in your high school yearbook. That story next.
When weather hits...
The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
USA Today launched a sweeping investigation of America's high school and college yearbooks. They unleashed an army of reporters searching for images of anyone dressed in a KKK robe or in blackface. They went all the way back to the 70s, flipping through some 900 yearbooks, and they found lots of evidence. Ironically, the newspaper's investigation snagged one of their own. Nicole Carroll, a top editor, had to apologize. Turns out a racist photo was published during her tenure as editor of the Arizona State University yearbook. A white kid dressed like Mike Tyson at a Halloween party. I'm surprised Miss Carroll still has a job. It's a witch hunt, folks. No doubt about it. People looking to publicly shame and destroy the lives of countless Americans. That's what American journalism has become. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Down granite. Geniuses! Oh my gosh, we're coming back to this. Oh man, let's see. So apparently malaria could be wiped out by hermaphrodite mosquitoes, which I'm totally fine. But they could also maybe wipe out the mosquitoes as well, which I'm also good with. Scientists genetically modified the bugs to have mouths too small to bite, which is kind of crazy. Let's see. Charles Dickens apparently had a devious bid to send his wife to a mental asylum after he fell for an 18-year-old as exposed in a 160-year-old letter from his ex-spouse's friend. They had some correspondence wherein the friend felt very, very bad for Dickens's long-suffering wife. And the military in Venezuela opens up fire on its opposition. We'll have more on that coming up.
When your car's acting crazy, your destination's clear. The top auto shop for total car care.
Hey, this is Natalie, and I've got a sweetheart of a deal for you with my guys at Tulsa AAMCO. Check this out. For the month of February, you can get new brake pads for only $99 per axle. That's a sweet deal. And remember, AAMCO is the nation's leader in transmission repairs with lifetime warranties. You never spend a dime until you've got your free second opinion at AAMCO. AAMCO offers lifetime warranties, nationwide coverage. You really think a local shop has nationwide coverage? AAMCO has over 650 locations nationwide. See my AAMCO guys at the corner of 41st and Harvard or 15th and Memorial or now in Broken Arrow, just one block east of Main Street on 71st. Do like me and trust Tulsa area AAMCOs to fix it right the first time. AAMCO.
Don't let car problems ruin your fun. For total car care, AAMCO's number one.
AAMCO.
AAMCO.
This is News 1023 KRMG.
Where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
Good evening. We have fog, drizzle, 45 degrees at 6:30. We'll get down to about 42 for the low tonight. Chance for showers in the forecast tomorrow. It's going to be windy, then sunny, with a high of 63 degrees. We tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes with the KRMG Evening News with Ike Lofton. Good evening. Number three, a new bill is being sent to the House that would allow school workers to administer Narcan to overdosing students. Number two, a new development in the 1999 disappearance of two Welsh girls. And our top story on the KRMG Evening News with Ike Lofton. President Donald Trump continues to say we need a wall on the southern border to protect the country and says he will veto any attempt Congress makes to stop his national emergency.
On the wall?
Yes.
Will I veto it? 100%. 100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto, but I will veto it, yes.
President Donald Trump, multiple states have sued the president to stop his national emergency, which allows him to reallocate funding so he can build that border wall. Now 6:31 on the KRMG Evening News.
Still tracking thunderstorm chances tomorrow morning and wind in the afternoon. I'll walk you through just how high that wind will be. I'm Fox 23 and News 1023 KRMG Chief Meteorologist James Adelot.
Working what's left of an injury crash on Admiral in between Memorial and Mingo. I'm John Philbeck.
Now more top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, April Hill.
Defense attorneys ask for more time to evaluate Ronnie Busick's mental state today in a Craig K.
County courtroom. Busick is suspected in the disappearance of Laura Bible and Ashley Freeman in 1999. Bible's mother has a plea for Busick.
He can ask to talk to me. He can tell me to my face. You know, this doesn't concern anybody but me and my family. You can tell me where to go find those girls.
Busick is the only living defendant in the case. A new bill being sent to the House will allow school workers to administer Narcan to overdosing students.
Senate Bill 85, sponsored by Senator Greg McCourtney, allows schools to assign appropriate staff to use the drug designed to treat narcotic overdoses in an emergency situation. And the senator acknowledges that this bill is for emergency situations.
We definitely hope that this bill never has to be used, but with the reality of where we are with the opioid crisis, if we can save a student's life and protect a teacher at the same time, I don't know why we wouldn't.
Ben Morgan, News 102.3 KRMG.
One woman is treated for burns to about 20% of her body after a trailer fire in North Tulsa this morning. Neighbors saw flames coming out of the trailer that was parked outside of a house.
Oh, it was scary. I just was trying to call 911. I didn't know if somebody was in there.
I came out and it was beginning to flame. Pretty good.
The cause of the fire still under investigation.
The five-day forecast and more of the Dana Show with Dana Lash coming up at 6:33.
Nobody wants to be surprised with construction slowdowns or new road projects on their way to and from work.
Seriously, come on.
That's why KRMG gives you accurate team traffic reports every 6 minutes.
On the KRMG morning and evening news.
Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station is News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Our medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, we provide our patients a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Our medical providers will work with you to find the best medical solution. And our electronic record keeping allows our professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Our care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let us help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Anderson with Tulsa Gold and Silver. We started out in the 70s with just 2 employees and a small shop. Now we have thousands of satisfied customers all over the 4-state region. Our staff has over 130 years of experience, and you can still find us right on 41st Street just west of Sheridan. We have plenty of parking right in front, and we can help you bring in your items if you need us to. We buy gold and silver jewelry, sterling flatware, diamonds, and of course, coins, currency, and gold and silver bullion. When you think of gold and silver, think Tulsa Gold and Silver. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB. We'll look at your items right in front of you, and we have 2 private rooms for added security. Remember, when it comes to your valuables, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. And since we buy it all, you don't have to drive around town. For bigger collections, we'll even make house calls. I hope to see you soon at Tulsa Gold and Silver on 41st Street, just west of Sheridan.
Hello, Tulsa. This is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'm a wife, a mom, a gun owner, and a Second Amendment practitioner. Owning a firearm is your right. So when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Go to Action Arms. It's a totally different kind of gun store. Whether you're buying your first gun or you're an avid shooter like I am, you will appreciate the service and the selection at Action Arms. Stop by their location on Mingo, just south of 51st Street, or connect with them on Facebook. Action Arms, a different kind of gun store.
6:36 now, the 5-day forecast from KRMG and Fox 23's Chief Meteorologist James Adelot, brought to you by Dale and Lee's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Look for gray skies, drizzle, and a few showers this evening and tonight. We'll actually see temperatures warm to 50 degrees. Some thunderstorms lurking around tomorrow morning as they move out. The wind moves in, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. High tomorrow, 63. Sunday, lighter wind, 55, and sunshine. I'm Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG Chief Meteorologist James Adelot.
44 degrees in Catoosa. We have fog, drizzle, 45 at Tulsa's Severe Weather Station. Now more of the Dana Show on News 102.3 KRMG.
follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Yes, sir. He is one of the individuals.
Who he is?
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many counts may he face?
Right now we have two.
So that would be two separate incidences or visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, or one visit with multiple charges from that one visit?
Two different visits.
Man, this is just getting weirder because they hate the Patriots. He didn't help himself here. He didn't do himself no favors. So officials say that Robert Kraft is accused of soliciting a prostitute on at least two separate occasions at a massage parlor, which I'm not going to describe how we were just discussing how. Thank you. Can I sidebar for a moment? When you go to get I have a horrifying story, by the way. When you go to a massage parlor, avoid any massage parlor that's in a strip mall. Can you just say that? Just put that out there. And it's not that I don't dislike strip malls. Just, you know, no. Right? That seems to work pretty well. So apparently they say he was driven to the quote-unquote spa by a chauffeur. And they have video of the Patriots owner that shows the act that took place with him inside of the spa. And he's been charged with a misdemeanor, and he'll likely face discipline from the league, I would imagine. Now, is this, I think the question then becomes, is this a situation where it's a case of where this is human trafficking involved, or are these ladies of leisure who just, this is what they chose to do? I think there's a difference.
So there was a report. You know what I mean? There's a report as well that he is not the most high profile person in this ring. Apparently, there is someone that is more there's more coming out. So we'll see where it goes.
What? Who could be more high profile than Robert Kraft?
He knows a lot of people,
dude. Yeah,
Robert Kraft's like worth $6.6 billion according to the internet. So it must be true.
So it's with soliciting. It's a misdemeanor solicitation is what it is, right? So wow. So he was basically charged as a John, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's man alive. So that's gross. I don't know what you have me totally, by the way. I'm totally intrigued. If they say that there are other bigger people in this, I am completely, I'm just
Michael
completely
Jackson
shocked.
Popcorn gif.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Wow. That was also kind of a double entendre. Yeah. Social media reference there, Kane. He's among 25 whose names were released, and they say that he's being charged with the same offenses as the others. The chauffeur will not be charged. And then a spokesperson said, we deny that he engaged in an illegal activity, but apparently he was caught on video two times. So I don't know. But I think that the question is this, and this is what I'm sure that they'll talk more about, is that was this a human trafficking ring, or were these, again, women who this was their business, this is what they chose to engage in? Because there's a difference there, regardless of what you think of that action as a profession. There's a difference there that I think should be, you know, that nuance needs to be observed. So I am fascinated, though. I'm like, who else?
Yeah, so per Adam Schefter, who's an ESPN NFL insider, mm-hmm. Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved, and, quote, there will be much more to come from this.
Dude. We're all like, I'm literally made of jokes right now, but I'm going to wait. Gosh, it's going to be so hard to not make jokes. Let me just get through this. So let's, Yeah, a lot of jokes on this. So we'll follow this as more details come out. So there you go. So the 2020, Elizabeth Warren's decided to join Kamala Harris in asking for reparations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she thinks that we should have somehow reparations. New York Times says Elizabeth Warren follows Kamala Harris in supporting payment of reparations for slavery, quote, embracing specific goals and overtly race conscious legislation that even the most left wing elected officials stayed away from in recent years. I don't know how she thinks that that's going to go over very well, but But she had said that that's, I guess, she was on the Breakfast Club radio show, which is a morning show. And she agreed that there needs to be reparations, that it was necessary to address the legacies of slavery and discrimination. And she says, quote, "We have to be honest that people in this country do not start from the same place or have access to the same opportunities." And she says that we have to have real investments in certain communities. And she announced her support for that, along with continuing her support for sweeping universal child care. Wow. And then there are, I mean, there have been a number of Democrats. She's the one of the, so now in the past, you would have progressives that talked about it. But they never went out and actually did it. Like Barack Obama had a lot of his surrogates that had publicly supported it, but he publicly was against it and never signed on to it. So, wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's pretty amazing. So everybody would be, so you're, so we're now punishing people for things that happened in the past. So what about, I mean, my ancestors? Reparations? Should I demand reparations because of what my ancestors went through? They had Dawes numbers. I mean, I got records in my office right now. I can go and get. Should, I mean, how does that work?
It just consistently see anything that we see from the Democrats is always a money grab in some way, right? An additional tax, this reparation, health care, you name it. It's all about money grab. It's like, let's look at what the common denominator is here.
Mm-hmm. This is insane. This is 2020. This is the 2020 policy, which is why I think it's so good that the president keeps contrasting the freedom of capitalism with the stuff that they keep, because they keep going further and further left. I mean, it's just crazy that this is further left than they've ever been before. It's socialism. It's, and you're right, it's all about wealth redistribution is exactly what it's for. So this, pretty amazing, kind of crazy stuff that this is how far left they're going with us. And speaking of Warren, Kamala Harris. Let me pull this up. Because she has been asked over and over again about the Jussie Smollett story. She had come out and said she and Cory Booker, I don't think, has said anything. Has Cory Booker addressed it at all? I don't think he has. No. I don't think he has. She hasn't really addressed it either. She was one of the, like I said, she was the first candidate to come out for this reparation stuff. And she, I released one statement that was about the Jussie Smollett story, wherein she sort of was walking this tightrope to not, I'm just noting with interest the caution that progressives are employing now that we know what we know about this Smollett story. Whereas when it first came out, they immediately were pointing the finger at anybody who ever voted for Trump. Voting and supporting are two different things. Anybody who voted for Trump, they were using it to malign these people and discredit them and basically try to argue that the election is somehow null and void because the moral deficit of these individuals. And now here we are. And I just noticed that they're not even, they won't even condemn him. Now all of a sudden they're very interested in due process. These same individuals who were not interested in due process where it concerned Brett Kavanaugh are suddenly very interested in due process where it concerns Jussie Smollett. I was watching someone speak on cable news yesterday and they were saying, well, if he's found guilty, wait a minute, there's more evidence here of this than there ever was with Brett Kavanaugh. But yet all of you individuals were you were absolutely convinced of his guilt to the point where you accused everyone else of not agreeing with you at that exact same intensity of somehow being completely fine with sexual assault and rape. Yeah. Audio soundbite 6. Listen.
Yeah, look, what I find frustrating and really astounding is how quickly everyone who believed the story was willing to immediately not just say that this happened to Jussie Smollett, but to affix blame on both the president and on anyone who supports the president. And now, though, when it is plainly evident to any reasonable person that he's guilty, I'm not saying in a court of law sense, but to any reasonable person that he's guilty, now we're hearing, well, there has to be an abundance of caution. Why? Because now it doesn't make the MAGA supporters look guilty. And there's a double standard there. And I would also point to the double standard. Just yesterday, there was an act of actual political violence, a terrible attack at UC Berkeley, where a conservative student was punched in the face, was viciously attacked by somebody purely for his political views. That has gotten attention from media today.
Was that Wolf yelling at him? That's Steve Cortez. He was right.
There's an absolute double standard where it concerns any kind of caution applied to these stories. Do you remember when Christine Blasey Ford, her story was all over the place? It was absolutely bizarre, and yet she was treated as though, I mean, everything that she said was gospel truth, and that it was just a formality. He was already convicted in the court of public opinion. And now, with so much of this stuff on video and these two individuals essentially testifying against Jussie Smollett, they're, well, if he's guilty, what do you mean if? I mean, fine. I mean, go ahead, have his trial. He'll get his due process. But these individuals are not concerned with the due process unless it somehow compromises a tactic of theirs. They are more concerned about tactics than principles. Their principles are tactics. That's it. And I don't believe that they, so I don't know. Do I believe he's guilty? Oh, hells yes, I do. Oh my heavens. I completely do. But he'll get his trial and it'll come out. I mean, there's so much evidence that they have, but you know, there you have it. We have more in store coming out next hour. We'll open up some phone lines, and we have Mailbag of Hate on the way as well. And in addition to all of this, a couple of really ridiculous social justice warrior stories for you. 10 missed opportunities in Aurora, Illinois, as the Illinois State Police now discuss how it was that the system failed. We have that for you as well. Florida man, today in stupidity, and a lot more. CarShield is a program you should check out if you are concerned at all whatsoever about costly car repairs in your future. You don't want to be stuck bargain hunting for the best deal. You want to be safe and secure on the road, which is why you need to get extended vehicle protection from CarShield. They make the process of fixing your car for a covered repair incredibly easy. So if your car, if you need to get, you need to take it to the shop, you can go to somebody you trust, a mechanic you trust, or even take your car back to the dealership to have the work done. CarShield makes it clear that it's your choice, and then they handle the reimbursements, so you're not on the hook for it. You get 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed. So if your car is 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. Their administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. So save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I've done. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com. Use code Dana to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6100. A deductible may apply.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three. A new bill being sent to the House will allow school workers to administer Narcan to overdosing students.
Two.
The attorneys representing the defendant in the missing Welch girls case want his mental condition checked. The girls vanished back in 1999.
One.
Top story on the KRMG Evening News. President Donald Trump says he'll veto any effort to stop extra money from going to the border wall. An update at 7 o'clock. Back to the Dana Show in 4 minutes. We have fog and 45 degrees at 6:50 on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Never miss another moment. Listen to KRMG anywhere in the world with the KRMG app.
It makes it a lot easier for me to listen to the radio on the go.
I listen to that all the time. Not
the hustle. It's a free download for Apple and Android users.
I enjoy getting my news that way.
Listen often and stay a while. This is where Tulsa turns first. News 102.3 KRMG.
What happens when you buy from a local, family-owned business? Well, compared to chain stores, a locally-owned business returns more than three times as much money per dollar of sales back into the community. What else does local ownership mean? Local owners care about Tulsa and are invested here. Local business owners are your neighbors. Neighbors like the Carlton family, operating a third-generation family business in Tulsa for over 40 years. Don Carlton Honda. Stop by Don Carlton and see the all-new redesigned Honda Passport. The new Passport is a five-passenger crossover that is larger than the CRV and just a bit smaller than the Pilot. Take advantage of special financing on many new 2018 and 2019 Hondas, as low as 1.9% APR. See your salesperson for details at 4141 South Memorial or 24/7 at DonCarltonHonda.com. Tulsa's only local, family-owned and operated Honda dealer is Don Carlton Honda, 4141 South Memorial.
Hey, it's Dick Lofton. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution keeping couples together in the same room called Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Tulsa who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
Dollar Shave Club. Dollar, but way more than just Shave Club. Dollar, that's right. Everything you need to get ready in the bathroom club. Dollar, and they're all top shelf products too, club. Dollar, and can you believe it's only $5 to get started, club? Dollar, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, face wash, toothpaste, toothbrush, prep scrub, shave butter, shave lather, post-shave cream, post-shave dew, beard oil, repair serum, hair gel, hair paste, hair cream, pomade, hand cream, face moisturizer, lip balm, colognes, butt wipes with the cool peppermint tingle. Oh, and of course, really, really great Razors Club. Whew. Dollar, but we're certainly not going to change our name to that club. Right now, join the club with one of our shave, shower, or oral care starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. Get this deal at dollarshaveclub.com/Tulsa today. That's right, that's the name of your city after our web address. dollarshaveclub.com/Tulsa.
Saddle up for savings at South Point Chevrolet. We're trampling high prices to bring you our best deals of the season on every car, truck, and SUV on the lot. Get the all-new 2019 Cruze LS sedan for $14,995. Or get the all-new 2019 Equinox LS for just $20,995. This month only at South Point Chevrolet, the exclusive home of the South Point Best Price Guarantee. Find new roads. South Point Chevrolet.
Dealer for details.
Dan Potter for La Roma Pizza. I'm telling you, all you got to do is give them one chance. One chance, and A, you'll love their pizza. B, you'll be part of the family. Katia and Franklin, they wrap their, figuratively anyway, wrap their arms around anybody who comes in. They are part of the family, and the food has you coming back. La Roma has an amazing assortment of pizzas, and everything's made there in-house. Plus, they have the Lebanese menu as well. Fantastic gyros and baklava, cabbage rolls and falafel. We all have our favorite pizza and our favorite style of pizza. And this is undoubtedly a great pizza city. I could rattle off three or four places that could contend for best pizza in Tulsa. All I'm telling you is La Roma is my fave. And I think if you try it, it's going to be your favorite too. How about pizza for dinner tonight? La Roma, the official pizza of the KRMG Morning News, just north of 61st and Sheridan on the east side of the street next to Savoy. Tell them Dan Potter said, order the homemade sausage.
Cards and letters sent by a man in prison to the girl he sexually abused for years.
He wants to let me know that he's still around, like he's still watching me.
I'm Shay Rossi. When I first shared Kaylee's story with you, I knew something had to change. So I found a state representative willing to help. Now he's working on a solution.
When you all reached out to me about this, in my heart, I could feel that pain.
The next steps to make sure Kaylee and others are not stalked from prison. Monday at 5, only on Fox 23 News. Cover news that matters.
Well, my thought is, if we were to replace Smollett with Kavanaugh and ask Maxine Waters what her response would be. Because, well, we already know what her response was, because we have plenty of audio from Maxine Waters back during the Kavanaugh hearings, not wanting this accused rapist to be on the highest court of the land. She was saying it tons and tons of times.
Oh, now we need some caution, though.
Right.
Now it's time
and
for
also,
some caution.
By the way, people kept saying that Christine Blasey Ford's testimony was quote-unquote credible. And there was really nothing credible about her testimony. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but... Not sorry.
No, girl, it was not. My heavens. I don't know. This whole thing is so ridiculous, honestly. There's no way that it can be defended. There's just no way. So, we'll see how that all handles out, how that all runs out. I was looking at, what's the story that I was looking at that I was going to hit, because this came up as one of the headlines. Who was it? It was one of the Turning Point USA chapters in Omaha that sent out this statement about Candace Owens. I hate when people on the right squabble. And I don't know, maybe it's because they're all young and they're young groups, but I have a golden rule.
And my golden rule, I actually learned my golden rule after my late friend and former mentor, Andrew Breitbart, back before Steve Bannon took over his website and all over it and tried to ruin his legacy. But I digress. The rule is that when you are battling ideologies, you have the respect and the courtesy to handle your disagreements back channel and try to resolve your disagreements between the two of you before making a public spectacle out of it. And I just feel like too many people rush, especially on the right, to make their disagreements with each other public because they like the notoriety it brings. For all of the discussion about how much they hate division that is sowed by legacy media, people on the right are very eager and more than happy to engage in it themselves if it means that they can get a leg up on someone else that they view as a competitor. There are enough seats at the table. And Candace Owens, they tried to cite her Hitler comment, and I think it's incredibly disingenuous as well because she was making a point, and maybe it wasn't the most articulate way to make it, but to try to go along with the Media Matters ridiculous Soros spin of this is disingenuous and I think does more to undermine the goal of the movement than what they claim Candace Owens is doing. Candace Owens is having a real impact, and I don't like putting people in this sort of spiritual quarantine either. You know, it doesn't mean you make them the leader of your movement if they're new to the movement and they're still solidifying their beliefs, but there's a place for everyone and there's a role for everyone, and I think she's been doing a lot of good. And I think that some of these other people need to cut her a lot of slack, especially when they're making the same mistakes, if not greater mistakes, in the process. And that's my 2 cents on it. Second hour on the way. Don't go anywhere. We got Florida Man on the way as well. And the dumbest social justice warrior story you're going to hear this week.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios,
KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Fox News is next on News 102.3 KRMG,
a Cox Media Group station.
This is News 102.3 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
At 7 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 45 in Tulsa. I'm April Hill with team coverage of our top national story. President Donald Trump says he'll veto an effort to stop extra money from going to the border wall.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington as the House gets ready to vote on Tuesday. President Trump said any effort in Congress to block extra money for a border wall would be rejected.
Will I veto it? 100%. And I don't think it survives a veto.
The president's national emergency would let him shift over $3 billion from military base construction to a border wall.
Read more on Jamie's blog at KRMG.com and the KRMG app. Attorneys for the defendant in the missing Welch girls case want more time to test his mental state. Ronnie Busick is the only living suspect after Laura Bible and Ashley Freeman vanished in 1999.
The attorney told the judge that she has found an expert to do that evaluation. She said she actually wants a neuropsychologist to do it because she said that back in the 70s, Busick was actually shot in the head, and she thinks that that has resulted in a traumatic brain injury, which may be why he claims he doesn't remember where the girls are.
The victim's family say they want Busick to just tell them where to find the bodies. And that was Fox 23 and KRMG's Jackie Delplar reporting. Lawmakers are working on a bill to allow medical personnel to administer Narcan to students who are overdosing in the classroom. Currently, it's illegal for any school faculty to give a student Narcan, but bill sponsor, Senator Greg McCourtney, hopes this bill will change that.
The bill, in its most basic form, allows schools to tell which staff is allowed to try to save a student's life.
Senate Bill 85 is now headed to the House. Police in Broken Arrow say a shoplifting call led to a bust for drugs and weapons.
On Thursday, employees at Plato's Closet say they spotted 29-year-old Magdalena Siegfried stealing a pair of jeans. They say 27-year-old Jaron Anderson was waiting in the parking lot in a pink and black Jeep Wrangler. An officer responding to the call spotted them. During a traffic stop, police say they found a knife in the console, a gun in the glove box, and two clubs by the driver's side door. They say they also found several grams of meth, Ziploc baggies, and about $3,000 in cash. For Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG, I'm Kaylee Doherty.
A woman is burned after a trailer outside of a North Tulsa home catches fire around 8:30 this morning.
A woman was taken to the hospital. She was burned on about 18% of her body. Two others who were in the trailer are being treated for smoke inhalation. The homeowner didn't want to talk on camera. He was very emotional, but says it was his sister who was actually staying with him.
Fox 23 and KRMG's Naomi Kitt. Tulsa's most accurate and dependable five-day forecast is next.
Tulsa's only station with weather and traffic updates together
every 6 minutes
for your drive to work.
Sunshine today, and that's going to push temperatures right back up 10 degrees above average for this time of year.
Southbound 169, you need to stay to the left. That crash is just before the 11th Street exit. It's in one of the center lanes.
Weekdays 5 to 9 on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter.
News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
The kiddies are in school and everything's on a schedule. Now is the time to shop for some new tires.
Who's got time to shop for tires? I have to drive wee Heather from school to soccer, then ballet, and let's not forget the bagpipe lessons.
Now, McGregor, you haven't seen Dino's new website. You can get a quote, get advice, or set an appointment.
He's got a new site, does he? I didn't ken.
You what? No. No, don't explain. At dinostire.com, you'll find Dino's top picks for tires and wheels and learn about rebates and special offers, too.
Now you've got me thinking. With all the extra driving, I need to do more to keep my wee Heather safe.
Yes, nothing makes you feel safer than new tires from a brand you can trust, installed by the experts at Dino's Tire and Wheel.
Aye, those guys are great. And they have a huge warehouse full of wheels and tires, too.
That's Dino's Tire and Wheel, located just off I-244 between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
It's where Tulsa buys their tires.
What if the kid who cut your grass worked like most financial advisors? Instead of a straight-up $20, you'd get some confusing bill with surcharges and add-ons. What the heck is a blade height adjustment fee? Creative planning is different. Our fiduciary advisors work off one transparent fee structure, and we never receive commissions on your investments. Dial 866-440-1006 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Hey, when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories, literally. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so that way people could put more thought into their choices. And you can now view photos and read more about the people you see, giving you the chance to truly know that person in the profile. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG has Tulsa's most accurate and dependable five-day forecast.
Cloudy sky, still a little drizzly if you're heading out this evening, and we're going to start tomorrow morning with temps right around 50 degrees, warmer than we are right now. We'll see a couple of thunderstorms in the morning and then wind gusting to 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. High temp 63, less wind and sunshine, though, on Sunday, 55. I'm Fox 23 in News 102.3 KRMG Chief Meteorologist James Adelot.
At 7:05, cloudy, fog, 45 in Tulsa. I'm April Hill on News 102.3 KRMG.
I love Dana's personality. She's incredibly smart and honest.
She's very cool, very bold.
Dana does not shy away from the truth.
Now, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, weeknights 6 to 8 on News 102.3 KRMG. The Dana Show.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
If you knew the shows that I turned down in order to speak to you, you would be very impressed with yourself, Dana. That I can tell you.
Giving you the facts.
A natural right is a right you have as a free American. It is not up for debate, up for discussion, up for abridgment, nor compromise, nor rollback in any form.
Listen live around the world.
Are you a citizen or are you a subject? Because I'm a citizen, and I'll ask whatever question I want to whenever I want to. If you're a subject, you go on and you be a subject. I'm a citizen.
The Dana Show.
No, because she was born in Britain. She has that right to remain in Britain, and obviously there are a lot of questions she has to answer, but also some support that she needs. And Diane Abbott set this out on our behalf yesterday in Parliament.
So what should happen to her now?
Well, she obviously has, in my view, a right to return to Britain. On that return, she must obviously face a lot of questions about everything she's done, and at that point, any action may or may not be taken. But I think the idea of stripping somebody of their citizenship when they were born in Britain is a very extreme manoeuvre.
It's extreme manoeuvre, says Labour moron Jeremy Corbyn of the UK. He weighed in on the Shamima Begum case, saying that it's very extreme to strip her of her British citizenship, but it is not extreme to go over to the Middle East and leave your country and your family behind and engage in terrorism. That is not extreme, but stripping someone's citizenship after they've left their country and have entered into a partnership with a terrorist state that has pledged death to the country from which you left, that is not extreme. Golly. I can't stand Jeremy Corbyn. He is a caricature of stupidity. I just cannot stand him. Welcome back to the show. Second hour of the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. My favorite thing to do is have that accent with my British friend. She is from Britain, and my favorite thing to do, because in my head I think it sounds, and she's like, no, it's not, it's at all, it's not. She's like, it's not even close. Anyway, but it sounds so good. She's like, no, there's little things I can tell. I'm like, I don't know what you're hearing, but I sound like you. But no, that's what is insane to me, is that they, and he goes, she needs support. That's what Jeremy Corbyn says. The terrorist who left. And don't you find it interesting that all these women with babies are now like, we want to come back now. Is that interesting timing? Weird timing? Sketchy? Shady? Like, how would you characterize that? All the above. And she says, oh no, I want to come back. I want to raise my son in the UK. That's because ISIS their backsides are being kicked across everywhere. Their last stronghold is falling. And so this, this is how Jeremy Corbyn thinks Britain should handle theirs. Meanwhile, Mike Pompeo gave that one chick from Alabama who went to go and become an ISIS bride. This was hang on, let me, because this woman who went over and decided to be an ISIS bride, didn't she call for drive-bys? Oh, yeah. Let me pull this up. The woman, she said, go on drive-bys and spill all of their blood. That's what she said. This woman, and that was only like, what, a year ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago? I don't trust her at all. Hoda Muthana. She said she made all sorts of threats. She said she was talking about innocent Americans. Yes, go and spill all their blood. I mean, this was just a couple of years ago, by the way, that she was saying this stuff. She wrote in March of 2015, go on drive-by, spill all of their blood, or rent a big truck and drive all over them. Yeah. No, girl, you gone. Mm-mm. I actually agree with what the president said. He's like, the U.S. doesn't want to watch as these ISIS fighters permeate Europe, which is where they're expected to go. And he doesn't want them to come back to the United States. So now this terrorist's father, And yes, she's a terrorist. When you go and you purposefully seek out ISIS, you marry ISIS fighters, you have their babies, and you talk about killing innocent people in terror attacks, you're a terrorist. So this ISIS, this terrorist father, decides to sue the Trump administration to restore her passport. Even if Hoda Muthana was a citizen, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, which she's not, but even if she was, you joined ISIS. We don't want you back here. Girl, bye. You're done. And her father filed a lawsuit to force the administration to restore her passport. And it turns out the Trump administration actually didn't cancel the passport. That was actually done under the Obama administration. See, the Obama administration in early 2016, they were the ones who determined that she wasn't a citizen a full year before the election. They were the ones who determined that not only was she not a citizen, but the Obama administration notified her family that they were revoking her passport in January of 2016. And actually, the legwork on that began towards the end of 2015. So they had 3 years of a heads up that she's not going to be allowed to come back in the United States, this terrorist. The Obama administration took notice of her when she joined ISIS and began publicly threatening Americans in 2015 and 2016. And then she was on Twitter telling Muslims in the United States to engage in drive-by shootings. That she, when she was talking about renting a truck and running over people, she was tweeting that, telling Muslims in the U.S. to do that to innocent Americans here. Yeah, well, there were a couple of instances where that did happen, yes. So why, when the Obama administration in January of 2016, when they ended any speculation as to whether or not she was a citizenship, and they determined she wasn't and they revoked her passport, why didn't the family say anything at the time? Why didn't they? I mean, why didn't they say anything then? Why are they only saying something now when the non-existent caliphate is being destroyed and their last holdout is collapsing? Now the family's like, oh, by the way, now they want to bring her home. But they were completely fine and said nothing. I don't know. I assume that the family was complicit in her activities because they said nothing at the time when the Obama administration notified them in January of 2016 that they revoked her passport and determined she was not a citizen. But see, her family is counting on the idiot media to carry the water for them. And our idiot media is so eager to paint Trump as some sort of racist tyrant, some of them are more than happy to go along with it. Acting as though, well, you know, we really should examine this. And can the president do this? It's not whether or not the president did it. It's the previous president that did it. And this president is simply continuing it. Mike Pompeo is absolutely right. What is it? ABC, they did this interview with her and they tried to focus on. Oh, and then you have the AFP, Agence France-Presse, that did listen to this headline. This is what they tweeted out. As a shy, studious teenager in Alabama, Hoda Muthana rarely made waves. After her transformation into a fiery supporter of Islamic State extremists, she is under the scanner of top levels of U.S. government. Okay, so first off, she wasn't just a supporter. She slept with ISIS members. She married them and had their babies. And she called on U.S. Muslims to engage in terror attacks against innocents here on our own soil. So she's a terrorist. Quit humanizing murderers and terrorists. So I don't think that the Obama administration got it wrong in 2016. Andy McCarthy has a good piece on this where he says indict her. Indict the ISIS bride, which I think they absolutely should. Mike Pompeo said she's not a U.S. citizen. She's not going to be admitted. She has nothing. That's the end. Okay, yes, that's absolutely right. And her terrorist sanctioning family can STFU. And they should do what Andy McCarthy, they should indict her immediately. Yeah, absolutely indict her. Here's the thing, here's what the alternative should be. If the family wants to claim she's a citizen, then she engaged in treason and the punishment for treason should be death. I think put her to death. Death penalty. So the family can decide she can live as a terrorist overseas, or she can come back to the United States and likely be convicted of treason and giving aid and comfort to terrorists and be put to death. Pick. There's not going to be any indulgence of terrorism here. So this is, I mean, that really absolutely should be, I mean, that should be the only two choices right there. So they can figure out what they want to do. But that Jeremy Corbyn, what an absolute moron. Such a shame that he's in anywhere in any sort of position of authority where his reckless decisions can negatively impact the lives of so many. Speaking of recklessness, 10 missed opportunities. ABC 7 Chicago, Chicago media are doing such a fantastic job. They noted that there were so many missed opportunities for this mass murderer in Aurora, Illinois, to have been stopped. This Gary Martin individual, it's the last time I'm ever going to say his name. But how a violent convicted felon was able to get a FOID card and pass a background check at his work and then lose his FOID card, this is crazy. It has nothing to do with stronger laws. It has to do with stronger and more consistent enforcement. That's the entire point. He made it through two background checks. How in the hell does a violent felon make it through two background checks? How does a violent felon whose crimes predate the background checks that he underwent, how does this individual pass through those and then legally purchase a firearm? And then how after, when he applies for his concealed carry permit, is it caught that he's a violent felon and then his FOID card is revoked? Because he was convicted of stabbing and beating a woman. How in the hell does this happen? And it's not because there aren't strong enough laws. It's because someone clearly didn't enforce the laws that were there. And in fact, the Illinois State Police were talking about this very thing. A piece that came out with Chicago CBS said that ISP figured out how he was able. And they said that they didn't discover his conviction. Their 2014 criminal background check for his FOID card didn't reveal his conviction, his felony conviction, and it didn't show up in any of the databases. They said the Mississippi State identification number did not appear in their databases. And this was more than two decades after he pled guilty to his felony, where he stabbed and about beat to death his former girlfriend. And after they finally did learn of his felony conviction, they revoked his FOID card. But Illinois State Police say they had no record of whether or not they notified the Aurora Police Department that the murderer's FOID card had been revoked. And they said that it doesn't necessarily mean a letter wasn't sent to Aurora, but they said that the state only keeps these records for 3 years. Aurora police said they have zero records that at all whatsoever that they were ever notified that this guy's FOID card had been revoked. Wow. How in the world? Now, you tell me how a universal background check law is going to solve that. Does anybody want to answer that? How does a universal background check solve that problem?
It'll actually complicate it because they're on the...
Yeah, you're talking about expanding a system that's already failing.
Exactly. And not only that, but there are parts of the world where there is no data to actually compile. Mm. You know what I mean? So when you talk about universal background checks and you don't even have this fixed yet, it's not going to work.
So how do magazine capacity, how does that, a limitation on the amount of rounds that you're allowed to keep in a standard capacity magazine, how does that work? How does that solve this? Doesn't really does. Oh, assault weapons ban, even though we didn't use a rifle. How does that solve this? Wow. Well, look at that. I mean, all of the laws in place didn't solve this problem. We have more to get into. I didn't mean to go a little bit long there. Blink motion activated security cameras are a fantastic additional layer of security wherever you need an extra set of eyes. I mean, it's just that simple. We can talk about how you want to keep an eye on package deliveries, but I think it's also great to check in on pets and monitor, you know, just everything, your kids, however you need it to work. That's the great thing with Blink, is it's flexible. They're wire free. They run on 2 AA batteries that can last for a long time. And Blink also has a live feed option that lets you monitor your home and check in from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. There's no contracts, no subscriptions. It's affordable, and Blink works with Alexa. Their systems are simple and quick to install. It's a brilliant way to monitor your package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/Dana. That's BlinkProtect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company. When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. You can't sacrifice your family's safety on the road by bargain hunting for the best deal. That's why you need extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
Tulsa's breaking news on KRMG.com. It's the battle of the brands at Dungess Family of Autos. You win as Dungess, Ford, and Toyota fight it out. In this corner, Ford F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and Ranger deliver with an impressive array of power, interior comfort, and technology. And in this corner, Toyota Tacoma, Highlander, Tundra, and RAV4 bring unrivaled reliability, safety, and toughness. And only at Dungess, all new vehicles come with our 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Make the Dungess choice. DungessChoice.com, Highway 75 in Bartlesville.
Hi, it's Rick Cora here from my friends at Ferguson Subaru in Broken Arrow. Now, I've been telling you about my 2019 Subaru Outback, and here are my top three things I love about the Subaru. Number one, symmetrical all-wheel drive. So what's that? It's a balanced all-wheel drive system. It maximizes traction, especially during wet and icy conditions. Second is safety. My Outback is equipped with EyeSight, blind spot detection, and cross-traffic alerts. And of course, third, the deal. Get as low as 0% financing for up to 72 months on select 2019 Outbacks. And at Ferguson, all Subaru Outbacks, just like mine, come standard equipped. That means you don't pay extra for the legendary road-gripping symmetrical all-wheel drive only found in a Subaru. No other car on the planet has it. So, compare my top three things about the Subaru Outback, take a test drive, and get as low as 0% financing on any select Outback. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. And Ferguson Subaru's where to get it, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. I was a big skeptic with all of the hype around MyPillow, but I can tell you from my experience, it's not just hype. MyPillow will help you sleep better and wake up feeling more rested. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty. You've got nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's 4 pillows. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half the price and free shipping. They're also extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. You won't find this deal anywhere else. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana.
What if the kid who cut your grass worked like most financial advisors? Instead of a straight-up $20, you'd get some confusing bill with surcharges and add-ons. What the heck is a blade height adjustment fee? Creative planning is different. Our fiduciary advisors work off one transparent fee structure, and we never receive commissions on your investments. Dial 866-440-1006 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Hey, when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories, literally. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so that way people could put more thought into their choices. And you can now view photos and read more about the people you see, giving you the chance to truly know that person in the profile. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
Never miss the latest KRMG news update again. Get it on demand anytime you want on KRMG.com and the KRMG app. Or enable your Amazon Echo with our KRMG skill and give it a shout. Alexa, what's the news?
Here's your flash briefing from News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG.
Skill and proficiency. Doesn't that sound nice?
We are Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 1023 KRMG. It's the Dana Show.
Kane and I are going back and forth because I'm like, where's your Mac at? And he brings this PC in here all the time, this big giant PC. Like the bottom of that thing is so ridiculous.
How much real estate do I honestly have here?
Because your PC takes up three quarters of the desk.
All you have to do is tell people what I'm looking at here.
You have two PCs.
Yes. And so.
And it's ridiculous. You could have one little Mac over there. Oh my gosh. Look at me. Look at me with my one Mac. I have one Mac.
Yes.
This call screener, which is a PC. I have to sit here and babysit this thing.
The software for it doesn't work on a Mac, so we have to have a PC for that.
Oh, my gosh.
For the call screen stuff.
Yeah, Radio America's like, we're just going to pretend that it's the 90s. We're not going to... I mean, I'm sure that there exists software out there for a Mac that would work with, you know, Apple OS, but, you know, whatever. Let's just... I mean, it's so big. I've seen ships use them as anchors.
Wow.
Yeah. That
was the cleverest thing you could say.
There were more things I could say, but you would have a stroke and you'd hit the dump button.
All right. That's enough.
It's all right. It's okay. I just wanted to let everybody know what we're dealing with. I'm sorry. It's quick. It's quick. 5 times. Just do it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
You had to do it. All right. A California bill would let drivers eat roadkill, which is what they're going to be ending up doing anyway because everything is getting so damn expensive in the state. So I can't believe that you actually... It's Senate Bill 395. I think it is so stupid that they have to pass a law that says you can eat roadkill. If you want to eat roadkill, which is gross, but you're free to eat roadkill. I hate this crap. You actually have to ask the government permission? Shut the front door. No. You eat whatever you want. Just, it's gross, though. Just know that. A nutritionist says pizza is actually better for you than cereal for breakfast. Yeah, which I can completely understand. And a teenage boy becomes the youngest person to build a working nuclear fusion reactor in his bedroom using parts that his parents helped him pay for, sourced off of eBay. Stay with us. We're going to open up phone lines at 443-4444. When it comes to self-defense, magazines are just as important as the firearm and the ammo you carry. You've heard me talk a lot about Elite Tactical Systems speed loaders and how they can load a mag in under 3 seconds, but now I want to tell you about ETS's extremely durable and reliable translucent magazines. You can see your rounds. Made from tough polymers, ETS mags are impact resistant, won't crack or break when exposed to harsh environments, chemicals, or extreme cold. The mag's durable construction eliminates creep, so the feed, the lips, the body, they won't spread when being stored long-term, fully loaded. ETS magazines come with a lifetime warranty and are available right now for Glock, MP5, or AR-15. ETS is releasing a new line of 9mm translucent magazines for the SIG P320, M&P Shield, and large frame Glocks. If you need durability and reliability and are tired of the same old boring black mags, check out ETSmags.com. That's ETSmags.com. And don't forget to use code Dana for free shipping. That's ETSmags.com, promo code Dana.
This is News 1023 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first
for breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
At 7:30, Tulsa has 45 degrees. Live from the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, I'm Mike Downing with team coverage of our top local stories. Defense attorneys ask for more time to evaluate Ronnie Busick's mental state today. In a Craig County courtroom, Busick is suspected in the disappearance of Laura Bible and Ashley Freeman in 1999. Bible's mother has a plea for Busick.
He can ask to talk to me. He can tell me to my face. You know, this doesn't concern anybody but me and my family. You can tell me where to go find those girls.
Busick is the only living defendant in the case. A bill to resolve many unanswered questions about medical cannabis has passed a committee in the Oklahoma House. It's dubbed the Unity Bill because it was crafted by members of both parties in the House and Senate, as well as business owners and experts. Sarah Lee Gossett Parrish is an attorney who specializes in cannabis law.
Certainly you can't please everyone about everything, but I think the Unity Bill as amended is certainly a decent product to take to the House floor, and I'm very interested in what they do. I hope it goes through relatively unscathed.
And she's optimistic it will, since so much work went into it before it even went into committee, where it passed by a vote of 6-0. A man is arrested for indecent exposure. Police say they arrested Corey Childers around noon today after a woman reported a man exposed himself in a grocery store parking lot last week in Owosso. Childers contacted police after seeing surveillance pictures released to the media.
Still looking at cloudy skies, drizzly, and a few showers through the rest of the evening and overnight. Temperatures actually climbed to 50 degrees by morning. We'll see some morning scattered showers and thunderstorms, too. Windy after those storms push out. 63 tomorrow's high. Sunday, mostly sunny, lighter wind, and 55. I'm Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG, Chief Meteorologist James Adelot.
And right now in Tulsa, it's 45. I'm Mike Downing, News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
The national debt went over $22 trillion for the first time.
KRMG's Washington Insider.
A budgetary milestone that doesn't reflect very well on Congress and the political system as a whole.
With unmatched, in-depth knowledge straight from Capitol Hill.
$400 billion just on interest payments by Uncle Sam.
This is where Tulsa turns first for the latest developments in the Trump White House.
Jamie Dupree 2.0. Exclusively
on News 102.3 KRMG.
Or on my blog at KRMG.com.
Hello, Tulsa. This is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'm a wife, a mom, a gun owner, and a Second Amendment practitioner. Owning a firearm is your right. So when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Go to Action Arms. It's a totally different kind of gun store. Whether you're buying your first gun or you're an avid shooter like I am, you will appreciate the service and the selection at Action Arms. Stop by their location on Mingo, just south of 51st Street, or connect with them on Facebook. Action Arms, a different kind of gun store.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine?
Our weather has been fairly mild so far, but if you've lived in Oklahoma long, you know winter's worst is likely still coming. Are you ready? Tires that are worn to 430 seconds of tread depth increase your wet braking distances and hurt your stopping or starting traction even more in snow. If your tires are getting thin, you should consider fresh tires to maximize your safety. If you're getting close to an oil change, fresh oil flows easier, making cold starts faster, so consider going ahead early. We know batteries lose power as temperature drops, so if your battery is getting older, consider replacement now, and never give a battery a second chance to strand you. If you're a regular Wheels Show listener, you've heard these safety suggestions and more. If not, please come by any of our Cecil & Sons locations and we'll help get you ready for Oklahoma's coming winter weather.
Cecil & Sons, discount tires, everything around for a just right ride.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
There are many types of insulation out there, but unlike almost all other types of insulation, spray foam insulation from Ozark Foam carries a lifetime warranty, retains its airtight seal and high R value, and never has to be added to. And Ozark Foam stands behind 100% of their work. Start saving today. OzarkFoam.net.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement. Senior Class, your source for baby boomer and senior-related topics and information. Brought to you by The Linden, assisted living and memory care. Senior Class, Sundays at 8 a.m. on News 102.3 KRMG.
Nobody covers Tulsa like News 102.3 KRMG.
President Trump will use the power of the pen to make changes to Obamacare.
I'll let you know how long it'll be before more rain and thunderstorms roll in.
Brake lights are ahead if you're southbound on 169. Why don't you get just south of I-244.
Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG on KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
By Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Okay, so we had a big thing yesterday because Kane was trying to shame me and Steven. Steve, have you seen Hogan's Heroes?
And why do you have to frame
it?
Like I was trying to shame you.
Because you were.
Something.
You're like, you freaked out and your voice went up like an octave. You're like, how are you not with Hogan's Heroes?
It was surprising to me that you've never heard of the television show Hogan's
Heroes. I think I've heard it, but I didn't realize what it was.
Remember, I thought.
And now that I've seen like pictures, okay,
I thought it was Hulk Hogan's charity foundation.
Like Hogan's Heroes. I thought it had to do with Hulk Hogan too. Yeah. I was like, is this like a wrestling show?
Both of you said that yesterday, which is why I made fun of you. But I wasn't, you know, it wasn't an attempt to sort of, you know, be negative about it.
Oh no, you were like, I can't believe it didn't. Well, it ran between 65 and 71. So. Maybe me not being alive was probably why.
Right, I wasn't alive either, but I'm talking, you know, Nick at Night was.
Yeah, you weren't alive either.
But they would show.
I didn't have cable when I was a kid.
But back then, they would rerun shows. Like, so in the late 70s, they would rerun those shows. Like, on remember Channel 11 in St. Louis? They used to rerun those shows all the time.
Yeah, but.
That's where I would watch wrestling.
You think my mom just let me hang out in the street corner and smoke cigarettes and then, like, stay up late and watch Channel 11?
How is that the same? Please explain that.
I had a bedtime, dude. And if I'm going to watch something as a kid, I'm not going to be like, let's watch this show.
It's like daytime comedy
television. Hogan's Heroes. You know what I do remember was I kind of remember what, the Waltons?
Oh, yeah. There was nothing
I remember
funny
all my,
about there, that show. It's not a funny show at all.
Wasn't it about sadness?
Good night, John Boy. That's what I remember about that show. That's it.
I don't remember anything about it except my family loved
it. It was good family.
I don't remember. I remember they had like a million kids and everyone was always sad and something was wrong all the time. And
that's how it is.
I just didn't like how they made Frontier Life look.
Was it Frontier?
I don't know.
I don't know if it was Frontier as much as it. Anyway.
Yeah. And Little House on the Prairie, I love me some Michael Landon. That was a great show. Really good show. I totally love that. All right. The whole reason that we're bringing this up is because Kane is beside himself with a story. And this is what started all of it. Oh. No, you were. You were like, look at the story. Okay.
Because yesterday in the news, what was the mayor that Northam?
Oh, Ralph Abortham. He went on his blackface apology tour.
He was in the news yesterday. So I thought this story is kind of in the same vein and it's silly the way this story goes down. But
okay, so let me set it up. This is from Penn Live. The headline is Nazi costume photo leads Gettysburg College trustee to resign. And his name is Bob Garthwaite. He is a Gettysburg College trustee. And in 1980, he was at a party where he was dressed in a Nazi costume in 1980. Now, he graduated from the college in 1982, and he apparently wore the costume when attending a fraternity's theme party at which everyone in attendance was encouraged to dress like characters from Hogan's Heroes. So it was a party, the theme of which, it was a theme party, meaning that there is a theme that everyone is expected to keep to whilst attending the party and partaking of the adult nectar. And this theme party was that of Hogan's Heroes. And so he had said, he goes, well, I understand how disturbing this is. He goes, I was not fully aware of the significance of the symbols, which I don't agree with it. I'm sorry, BS. But they were going as Hogan's Heroes. Okay, so from what I understanding, and this is coming from someone who had no idea what in the hell Hogan's Heroes was until very recently, Hogan's Heroes was a television show, the setting of which was this fictional camp during World War II. It was a prisoner of war camp, as I understand, and it is where captured Allied airmen were held.
Exactly.
And that is the setting of the show Hogan's Heroes. And in the show Hogan's Heroes, being that it is a POW camp at which good guys are held prisoner, there are bad guys there. And the bad guys that we were fighting in Europe at this time were Nazis. They were the bad guys. Who the hell was Hogan, by the way? Why was it called Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan was one of the captain, I guess, or the lead guy of all the Allied forces.
So now there were actors that played the four major German roles. There were four actors who played the bad guys. And they were all Jewish, by the way. The actors who played all the Nazi bad guys were all Jewish.
Interesting.
And they...
I don't think I knew that fact.
Yeah, see, look, I'm learning things about Hogan's Heroes. Bro. So this is what... They had a Luftwaffe officer, and as a teenager, the guy who played one of the bad guys actually fled Hitler's Germany with his family in 1933. And during the production, he reportedly always insisted that Hogan always went against his Nazi captors, or else he would not take that part of the German officer whose last name was Klink. And he says, I'm an actor. If I can play Richard III, I can play a Nazi. And he goes, who better to play Nazis? Who can play Nazis better than us Jews? That's what he said. And so that was, the story was that Hogan and Hogan's Heroes were always going to be victors over these sometimes bumbling German Nazi captors. And so they were very distinctly the bad guys.
Yeah, and it was a comedy, though.
And it was at their expense, the jokes.
Right. All the jokes were. As a matter of fact, and by the way, just like TV was back then, which is very, you know, friendly and pretty vanilla, this was a comedy show in that same vein. There was really nothing controversial about Hogan's Heroes. Mm. It was just a funny show to, you know, like you set the precedent and the context up for the show. That's really all it was. There was nothing more than that. It was a comedy.
Mm.
And that's why people chose at that time to be having parties themed after shows that they thought were funny.
And this was a very popular show. I was actually looking at their Nielsen ratings, and their Nielsen ratings were ridiculous. It was very highly ranked. They started tapering off towards 1968, 1969. But in the first several years, I mean, it was one of the top television shows in existence. And so fast forward to 1980, and this story, this Gettysburg College Board of Trustees. Now, this is right after the show ended. This was in 1980. The show's...
Well, I think the show was live, like you said, till about the early 70s. And then
they reran them. Then they reran. So it had six seasons. And they were all released also in DVD. And they ran on Nick at Night. And they were on apparently a couple of other things.
By the way, when that show was on television in the late 60s and early 70s, by the time the...
It was inspired by a feature film, and apparently, like, I think they remade that film that inspired it, but it wasn't like a blockbuster or anything.
But my point was, there weren't as many households with televisions in the early 70s as there were in the late 70s, which is why a lot of these television shows that didn't get a lot of traction in the early 70s or late 60s were then brought back in the late 70s and early 80s as more households had television.
Right. And so this guy who, this Bob Garthwaite, attended a party. They had the whole party, and they have photos of it. Everyone is dressed like people from Hogan's Heroes. Everybody. They even have barbed wire up, and they have like a jail cell decorations, and that's what the party was like. And the photo was discovered by a history student at the college in the school's archives, and it was later taken to a member of the Gettysburg College Hillel, which is a group of Jewish students, and then it was presented to college officials. So then the college president stated that anti-Semitism clearly contradicts our values as an institution today, as it did when this photo was taken. And so she says, our sincere hope, she said it was an anti-Semitic photo. Because Bob Garthwaite was dressing up as a Jewish actor who was playing a Jewish character and in a comedic television show at a theme party. And the character was in a show called Hogan's Heroes that was set in World War II.
Not anti-Semitic.
That's not anti-Semitic. Absolutely. That is not. These people are now, it's getting level ridiculous. I feel like it's in Spaceballs. What was it? Like the top level? They like Spaceballs had different levels, and like you could go light speed, ludicrous speed.
Yes.
It's at level ludicrous now. That's where we are. And so what were they all supposed to do? Everybody was supposed to be Hogan? What? Everybody's going to get offended by everything. But this wasn't anti-Semitic. And I think it's disingenuous and offensive to say that it was. I mean, now, if there was no Hogan's Heroes theme party and they clearly were not trying to dress like these particular characters and everybody had a different character, then maybe it would be. But it was about the theme of the show. And then to cast aspersions on this guy's character because you don't understand the television show. Do you see what I did? I didn't know what the hell this show was, but what did I do? I looked it up because I'm not a moron that has to be spoon-fed everything. So, and yes, I do think that if you're jumping to conclusions about this, you are a moron who has to be spoon-fed everything. And if you think that I should somehow temper my speech, I disagree. I think that some people need to be woke. And maybe harsh language is sometimes the way to do it. People have every right to be indignant over this. It's stupid. What the hell are you supposed to do? That's like saying Star Wars. Nobody can be Darth Vader. Right. Nobody can be the bad guys. Only people, you can only dress as good guys. Good grief. This is just, it's asinine. I mean, the whole point was that the as I understand it, the guy, the Nazi characters in Hogan's Heroes were, they were doofuses. Like they, like it's amazing that they even ran this camp successfully.
Exactly. They weren't successful, actually.
Well, yeah. I mean, I mean,
they got
even
away with a lot.
Exactly. But this is so stupid. Golly, this is just so dumb.
And it reminds me too. Remember when that comedian guy had his pug do like a Nazi salute or something, like on Twitter or YouTube or something, and then he got all lambasted for that. You know, it's like we're really becoming so sensitive that we're now kind of encroaching on people's expression rights at this point, and it's getting a little silly.
Yeah. It's just so stupid. No one wants to take anybody on the left seriously when this is this kind of stuff that they come up with. Oh, and you say, oh, well, it's... So this guy had to apologize, and he resigned from his position. And he, by the way, he had made all of these donations towards the college over the years. They literally have a building named after him. It's called the Garthwaite Leadership Center. But because some idiot student, and yes, you're an idiot, because some idiot student was like, here's this photo, look at these people, they're racist and anti-Semitic. That's not even what it was. So Garthwaite had to apologize all over himself. And he's like, yes, it was poor judgment. We should not have at all had a theme party based on a television show. And it's, yeah, so there it is. And then he had, I'm not even going to read the whole statement because it's a word salad of ridiculous, pretentious BS. It's so stupid. I think people now for being overly offended, I'm offended that you're overly offended, so apologize to me. I deserve an apology. And because I'm a woman, that checks another intersectional box that you don't have, so there you go. Is that how you guys want to play it? Are those the terms of the new phallus measuring contest? I'm curious.
Well, I'm glad to see you take on the same kind of, you know, energy about it that I had yesterday.
This is so stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You know what? No, these people would just have strokes if Bugs Bunny played today.
Oh, man.
I hate everything. This is why dogs are better than people. Yeah. Honestly, I'm just, you know, give
one
me
of
a room.
The many reasons.
Give me a room full of dogs and I'm happy because they're just the best people, really. We have Florida Man on the way. You don't want to miss, and then we're going to open up phone lines, and we have a lot of craziness. Speaking of a great Florida company, our good friends at Kel-Tec, they're just awesome. They make some of the coolest stuff, like the CP33, which is their newest. Do you remember when I told you, was it like a year and a half ago, when tax reform passed, and Kel-Tec was like, everybody gets a raise and an extra week of paid vacation and your benefits are expanded. By the way, we're also hiring more people and expanding our building, and we're coming out with two additional firearms. Well, one of those is the CP33. It's a 22LR. It holds 33 rounds in each mag, so it's a competition pistol. That's where the CP comes from. The 33 comes from the 33 rounds in each magazine. That's standard capacity. And it comes with two of those standard capacity 33 round magazines, by the way. That's 66 rounds of freedom. And it's really, really fun to take to the range and shoot. It has an ambidextrous operating handle, a magazine catch and safety for all the lefties out there, aluminum Picatinny rail from sight to sight for mounting optics. And it has all kinds of stuff on there. You can get, and has a slot where you can put an M-lock, the slot right below the barrel, so you can put a really nice quality weapon light on there. They are awesome. They're really, really fun. It makes getting those bullseyes just, it makes it fun. I think it makes me more accurate as well. You have to check out everything that Kel-Tec has to offer. K-E-L-T-E-C, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
An important message from Jacoby and Myers. For decades, many Americans working in the trades were exposed to environmental hazards without their knowledge. While the dangers of one such airborne threat, asbestos, have long been known, efforts were made to hide the risks from the public. The result? Thousands of cases of asbestos-induced mesothelioma and lung cancer. Those in the trades may have been harmed by hundreds of companies who produced asbestos-laden products. During the past four decades, $18 billion has been awarded to individuals with qualifying injuries. You may be entitled to financial compensation without ever going to court. Jacoby & Myers is ready to fight for you. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with asbestos-related lung cancer or mesothelioma, call today. Call for a free confidential consultation and see how we can help. Call 1-800-379-3955. 1-800-379-3955. That's 1-800-379-3955.
February is Heart Health Month. Did you know that according to the American Heart Association, nearly half of all adults in the country have serious issues related to their cardiovascular health? That's why I suggest taking Superbeats by Human. One in five women in the United States die from heart disease, but there's a lot you can do to protect your heart. Superbeats Nature's powerful superfood that supports healthy blood pressure, improves circulation, and provides a natural boost in energy by increasing nitric oxide levels in your body. Now Human is going to let my listeners try Superbeats risk-free for 90 days. Just visit danasbeats.com and take advantage of this great offer. Plus, if you click right now, you'll get a 30-day supply free with your first purchase. Superbeats will even pay shipping and handling. Visit danasbeats.com and take advantage of this risk-free trial. The health of your heart is too important. Visit danasbeats.com and take advantage of this great offer. So call 800-664-5617 now or visit danasbeats.com.
Listen live to KRMG right now on the KRMG app.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Brenda. Your dog is growling at me, Brenda.
Weird. He doesn't seem to recognize you.
That's because my identity's been stolen.
Bummer, Bob.
My own kids don't recognize me.
If only you had Score Sense.
Score Sense?
Score is in credit score. Sense is in, if you had the sense to have Score Sense, you might still have your identity.
Protect yourself from suspicious credit activity, identity theft, and fraud.
I think your dog is biting me.
Is he? Or is he biting someone that used to be you?
Score Sense. Make sense of your credit.
Better Business Bureau accredited.
It's the battle of the brands at Dungy's Family of Autos. You win as Dungy's Ford and Toyota fight it out. In this corner, Ford F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and Ranger deliver with an impressive array of power, interior comfort, and technology. And in this corner, Toyota Tacoma, Highlander, Tundra, and RAV4 bring unrivaled reliability, safety, and toughness. And only at Dungy's, all new vehicles come with our 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Make the Dungy's choice. Dungy'sChoice.com. Highway 75 in Bartlesville.
In a hurry, call Murray. When it comes to electrical service in my house, there's only one company I trust, Murray Electric. When you call Murray Electric, you can trust that the technician has had a background check and the necessary training to handle all your needs. Not to mention the backing of a company that has served our community for more than 34 years. So if you're in a hurry, call Murray. Murray Electric, 918-835-9605.
What if the kid who cut your grass worked like most financial advisors? Instead of a straight-up $20, you'd get some confusing bill with surcharges and add-ons. What the heck is a blade height adjustment fee? Creative planning is different. Our fiduciary advisors work off one transparent fee structure, and we never receive commissions on your investments. Dial 866-440-1006 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Hey, when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories, literally. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so that way people could put more thought into their choices. And you can now view photos and read more about the people you see, giving you the chance to truly know that person in the profile. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
When you get in your car, make sure you turn on Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station. KRMG has cameras locked on major roadways to provide you alternate routes during rush hour traffic every 6 minutes on the KRMG morning and evening news and all throughout the day.
Highway 75 northbound. As you get into Tulsa Hills, speeds dropping right around 81st Street.
Slow some westbound I-44 at Highway 75 and eastbound at the 244 merge in East Tulsa.
News 102.3 KRMG is Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station.
Defending her principles, ideals, and herself. It's the Dana Show.
Apparently, it's the stupid part of the news day. Connie's calling in from Florida on line 2 real fast before we get into Florida Man. Connie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dana. It's great to finally get through to speak to you. I love your show. Listen daily.
Thank you.
On the comments, these Democrats are just getting so ridiculous. The Hogan's Heroes, you know, the reason it was a comedy was because the American soldiers that were captured actually had a tunnel that they could get outside of the camp anytime they wanted. They would go out and do things to find out all the information against the Germans, and then they would feed it back to their people. And the Sergeant Schultz was the dumb, duh, you know, I know nothing. I don't know if you heard that phrase. You probably have.
I have. That's where that comes from. Okay.
Yeah. And Clink was just really ignorant, and they would try to outsmart him. So it was just one of those, you know, these guys could have all escaped at any given moment. But they were put in there. They were using their captivity to get information on the German to help their soldiers. So it wasn't even, you know, they played cards and drank whiskey and stuff in the barracks. You know, it was a humorous type show. But to sit there and have a problem. I mean, I went to school. I graduated in 79. So I was in that era of dressing like other people, you know. It was more of a compliment to the characters in these shows. And the Democrats lately, it's just...
Exactly. It wasn't anti-Semitic. It wasn't anti-Semitic. I got to jump into Florida Man, but Connie, I appreciate you calling in with that point, and that's a great one. Let's get Florida Man really, really fast. I got a good one for you.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Oh, this one's worth it. I mentioned this yesterday. A Florida man high on drugs fires on deputies who are trying to arrest him for practicing medicine without a license. He's also the town's mayor. This is the Port Richey mayor. He's lucky he's not dead, say police, after shots were fired during his arrest. No one was hurt, thankfully. The mayor, Dale Massad, fired repeatedly at deputies with a .40 caliber handgun when they busted down his door to arrest him Thursday. But thankfully, he didn't hit anyone. Pasco County deputies held their fire. The 68-year-old leader of this small coastal Pasco County city now faces charges even more serious than the ones that first drew the sheriff's SWAT to his waterfront home. He lost his medical license, has been practicing medicine, ordering drugs online, and doing surgeries and all kinds of stuff. Crazy. Stay with us.
Dan Potter for La Roma Pizza. I'm telling you, all you got to do is give them one chance. One chance, and A, you'll love their pizza. B, you'll be part of the family. Katia and Franklin, they wrap their, figuratively anyway, wrap their arms around anybody who comes in. They are part of the family, and the food has you coming back. La Roma has an amazing assortment of pizzas, and everything's made there in-house. Plus, they have the Lebanese menu as well. Fantastic gyros and baklava, cabbage rolls, and falafel. We all have our favorite pizza and our favorite style of pizza, and this is undoubtedly a great pizza city. I could rattle off 3 or 4 places that could contend for best pizza in Tulsa. All I'm telling you is La Roma's my fave, and I think if you try it, it's going to be your favorite too. How about pizza for dinner tonight? La Roma, the official pizza of the KRMG Morning News, just north of 61st and Sheridan on the east side of the street next to Savoy. Tell them Dan Potter said, order the homemade sausage.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, Fox News is next on News 102.3 KRMG,
a Cox Media Group station.
This is News 102.3 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first
for breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
It's 8 o'clock in Tulsa, 45 degrees, live from the KRMG 24-Hour Fox News Center. I'm Mike Downing with team coverage of our top stories. R. Kelly's attorney says the singer is shell-shocked by the aggravated sexual abuse indictment against him and plans to turn himself into authority.